Shad and Carly.
Shad, I'm passionate about, well, obviously my dogs, very passionate about them, but there's two other things that I am passionate about. That is star signs and wine. When I first found...
I think anyone who's into star signs probably has a healthy dose or an unhealthy dose of wine in their diet.
Oh, please. They're totally unrelated. But we're going to bring them together for this segment, this very fun segment.
Okay.
Called we're going to pick your wine based on your star sign.
Oh, wine for star wines.
Yes, I like that. I remember when I got told that I was going to be doing the show here with you, I was like, okay, that's good. I didn't ask anything about your work ethic, didn't ask anything about the pay. I did ask what star sign you were.
Right.
So when I found out you're a Libran, I thought my mum's a Libran. Librans have a great temperament. This is going
to
be great.
You know, my star sign says in the paper today, you're ready to make a change. You can sense that an improvement is not only probable, it's possible. But what do you want to alter?
See, it's just so relatable, isn't it?
Shut up.
That's not broad at all. Really zeroes in on your life and really speaks to your heart. There's a lot of cut through with that,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's great.
Look, I do take a little bit with a grain of salt, but I do honestly believe, and I know it's not for everyone, but I do believe that when you are, like when I meet another Gemini, because I'm a Gemini, I sense it. They're my twin sister.
Yeah.
The two personality, you've met the first twin, wait till you meet the second one.
So what's the month, May to June, isn't it?
June.
Yeah. End of May into end of June.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Obviously, I'm very passionate about the star sign thing. No, but when I found out that they have done extensive data into this, into what wine you should be drinking based on your star sign.
Right.
It's worked in the past. Like whenever I've looked up a star sign that hasn't been good for Gemini, I've kind of tried to go against the universe and gone, you know what? Don't worry about natural order. It's okay. I'm going to persevere through this relationship. It's always ended badly.
All right. Give me my wine because I'll tell you now.
Okay. So you're Libran?
Yeah, I'm Libran. Should I tell you what wine I like?
No, it's not about that.
Oh, okay, right. Sorry.
It's not about what you like and what you think you need. It's about what the universe is going to serve you up.
It's what the planets being aligned says to my wine taste.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So kind and gentle Libra is known for looking out for everyone else's needs above their own.
Oh, thank you. I'm so selfless.
I love that about you. The red wine drinking Librans tend to love a Cab Sav.
I do like Cab Sav. 100% fact now. 100% fact.
First that accurate star sign reading, now the Cab Sav. You have to be a believer.
I tell you what, we need to get other people involved in this.
It says, and they drink more Veritor than any other star sign. I don't know. There's some wine maker
out. I drink more than any other star sign. Yeah. Sure.
But do you want to know what your white wine should be?
Sure.
Sav Blanc from South... Whoa!
Oh, it's so accurate.
I've got goosebumps. No, but it should be Sav Blanc from South Australia.
Is that the Mar? No, that's New Zealand.
Would be the Barossa.
Barossa.
Yeah. Barossa.
More
Cap
of a New Zealand one, to be honest.
And Barossa, South Australia. But look, if you are heading to the Bottle-O doing the Thursday night, trying to beat the Friday rush,
well,
give
it's
us
your first
a call.
Friday. You do everything on a Thursday night you would do on a Friday because you don't want to work on a Friday.
13, 12, 16. You tell us your star sign. We'll tell you what wine to buy.
Star wines. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16.